Okay, so back to our idea of metamorphic rocks occurring in mountainous areas. What's that relationship all about? There it is. It's regional metamorphism that's creating that relationship. And the fun thing you can do with that is, for example, as we did with the hydrothermal metamorphism, if you found out in an area where there were no mountains anywhere near you, but you found that paired set of high pressure, low pressure metamorphic rocks, that would tell you that somewhere back in time, there used to be a convergent plate boundary there. It could occur now in the middle of a continent. But that helps to put together that picture of where continents were back in the past and how they've interacted with one another. Now, let's wrap up our three rock types very briefly by thinking about what we call the rock cycle. Of course, all of our rocks don't exist outside of one another. The processes that affect one do affect the others. And so if you think about it, it forms a cycle of building and breaking down of all these different rocks. So if we start with a magma and we cool and crystallize it, form our igneous rocks. If our igneous rock is weathered and disintegrates into particles and we glue those all back together again, there's our sedimentary rock. If we add a little heat and pressure, we're going to transition our sedimentary rock into a metamorphic rock. But our metamorphic rock could start to break down and turn back into fragments, and we go back to the sedimentary rock again. We can also have a sedimentary rock fall apart. Happens all the time. You can take a metamorphic rock and re-metamorphose it. And take an igneous rock and metamorphose that. So you can see there are all kinds of different directions that you can go. But each of these rocks is related to the others. They don't each operate independent of one another. And the relationships of these different rocks to one another is, again, part of the story of the history of our planet and how things have changed through time. Not just the environments, as recorded in sedimentary rocks, not just the animals and plants, also in sedimentary rocks, but where the plates were, as recorded by regional metamorphism, mountain building events, where igneous rocks are formed. All of these together start to put together the picture of the history of this planet.
This ends Lecture 4.